Hello, respected viewers. So there have been some very pleasing developments in the Republic of Moldova over the past few months. So in case your geography is rusty, this is a country which sits astride the river Dniester, and it's sandwiched in between Ukraine and Moldova. So sometimes it's been part of the Russian Empire, sometimes it's been united with Romania, it's been part of the Ottoman Empire, and so forth. So it's people are largely ethnically Romanian, some of them are ethnically Russian, Ukrainian, there are even some Tatars, people in Gagauzia, there are some Turkic speakers who are actually mostly Christian, and so on, the mostly Orthodox Christian. So the two official languages are Romanian and Russian, but they used to call it Moldovan rather than Romanian, but it's completely mutually comprehensible with Romanian. It's just a sort of hick Romanian. And I mean, I've been to Moldova for 2 days ever, and I can understand Moldovan with no difficulty whatsoever. It's Romanian, a few anachronistic words and a few loan words from Russian. It's an erstwhile Soviet Republic. But anyway, there have been significant developments there since the illegal Russian invasion of Ukraine in that unprovoked war of aggression. Remember, Russia's illegally occupied Transdniestria since 1991, since the dissolution of the Soviet Union. Transdniestria, as in, is to the east of River Dniester. It's just this sliver of land which abuts Ukraine on the basis that the Russian troops have stayed there for 32 years because they can't remove their weapons. They remove weapons from like South Yemen or all sorts of countries, but they can't take them back from there. Anyway, there are 1,000 troopers illegally occupying it. Moscow pretends they're peacekeepers, despite them having been actually a party to the conflict and split this putrid little statelet off from Moldova. It's illegal. Nowhere's land, not internationally recognized by anyone, or even by Moscow, is an independent state. So legally part of Moldova, but as a law unto itself, and you can get anything there for the right price, a big entrepot for arms dealing and people trafficking. And they say it's a time warp, preserved in aspect from the Soviet Union. So Moldova, until the Ukraine war began, was the poorest country in Europe. But they're led by a very forward-looking woman, Maia Sandu, the first female to be president of Moldova. And there's another woman who's the prime minister, likewise, the first person of the fair sex to hold that office in Moldova. Obviously, the Republic of Moldova, to avoid confusion with the adjacent Romanian province of Moldova. So the Moldovan flag is almost an analog of the Romanian flag, where it's got an emblem in the middle bar. So that's a tricolor design, redolent of the French tricolore. So the United States and various European Union countries, they've been sanctioning some of the pro-Moscow politicians. Ilan Shor, for example, a Moldovan Israeli who since fled to Israel and supposedly lead there. His political party is modestly named the Shor Party. So he's vociferous in his advocacy of being subjugated by Putin. Ilan Plahotniuk, I hope I pronounced his name correctly. So he led the so-called Democratic Party for some time. And he allegedly disappeared $1 billion from the Moldovan banking system several years ago. And that was something like a sixth of all the money in Moldovan banks. It's a small country of 3 million people, and there are over a million Moldovans abroad. They can get Romanian citizenship automatically, and that also makes them European citizens, and they often move west to work in France, Spain, Italy, Germany, the Netherlands, Switzerland, wherever that they can make good money. Remember in Limerick, Republic of Ireland, meeting some Moldovans there and speaking to them in Romanian and Russian, and they say, "You're from Limerick?" They say, "No, from Cork, actually." So they were stunned that Irishmen could speak their languages and had been to Chisinau or Chișinău, if you prefer, which is the capital city. The breakaway's got Tiraspol as the capital. These Putinite parties have been outlawed. The Constitutional Court permitted that, but is that an unwarrantable abridgment of liberty? And I feel rather uncomfortable about that. But Canada recently, it was the 7th of October, when Dominion of Canada, they sanctioned various individuals and entities whom the Canadians alleged were seeking to undermine democracy in Moldova and subjugate Moldova to the Russian Federation. The United States had already led the way in June 2023. There have been some European Union sanctions on such people, and various TV channels broadcasting mostly in Russian, which are disseminating Kremlin propaganda. So, And Alexander Kalinin is one of those who's been sanctioned. He's a politician, and he's actually visited the illegally occupied regions of Ukraine where the Russian military is, like Lugansk, Donetsk, Zaporizhia, and wherever, Kherson, and I'm not sure about the Crimean Peninsula. So, and he's been charged with the crime in Moldova of advocacy for a war of aggression, because he's really just a Muscovite mouthpiece advocating for all those war crimes there. So it's a pleasing development that these people may be brought to book for what they're doing. Because remember, if your abetment leads to whatever, encouragement, advocacy, incitement leads to a crime, then you're just as guilty as the principal in that said felony. So on the 16th of October this year, Ms. Sandu, she announced that Moldova is achieving energy independence. Well, no longer dependence on Russia, I should say, because mostly it's getting its from gas from Gazprom, this semi-state Russian gas company, Gazpromushestvo, as in gas production, is what it actually means. And that was transshipped through through Ukraine, and the Ukrainians hadn't cut off the supply. There were also some problems when Russia was taking out much of Ukraine's energy infrastructure, that meant a lot of energy didn't get through to Moldova, getting some of the electricity from there, and people could freeze in the winter. Babies and geriatrics were particularly vulnerable to dying from cold. So Russia was using energy blackmail from Moldova to technical reasons, as they always say, when they're trying to freeze you into submission. But now they won't have to bend the knee. Moldova's going to purchase its gas elsewhere. And having lost this customer, Russia will probably never ever get it back, because people really don't want to be over a barrel at the mercy of the merciless Vlad Putin. So in 2022, Gazprom, they broke their contract and they reduced their gas deliveries far below the agreed level. So Moldova admits it owes Gazprom $8.6 million US, but Gazprom says it's more than $700 million. I mean, that's really just staggering, almost 100 times more. So did somebody forget a couple of zeros here? So anyway, they're not going to be messed around like that, the Moldovans. And, you know, $700 million is a huge amount for a small country like Moldova, which is not wealthy at all. Anyway, so the thing is, Moldova purchased some of its electricity from Transdniester, which is the breakaway region, and Transdniester, some people pronounce it, it gets, you know, it's getting gas from Russia, and if Transdniester doesn't get enough gas from Russia, it can't generate enough electricity to sell it to Moldova. Even Transdniester is actually part of the Republic of Moldova, but has de facto seceded 32 years ago, or in a sense actually illegally occupied by Russia. I don't doubt there are some people in Transdniester, maybe most of them, who don't want to be part of the Republic of Moldova. All right, but legally that makes no difference. It makes no odds. So Moldova is trying to get connected to the Romanian electric grid. And so that means they won't suffer these power blackouts in future. Like work is underway for Ukraine to do that. Now, President Sandu thinks it's going to be completed in 2025. I have a sneaking suspicion that they won't complete it that year. These things always take longer than planned, particularly in that part of Europe. And so then they can have electricity, energy through the winter, even if Putin tries to freeze them to death. My naivety fully understands America is trying to destroy Russia. Ha, ha, ha. How on earth are they trying to destroy Russia? Not firing a bullet at Russia. Yeah. Well, he is a fool, actually. Look how stupid his campaign in Ukraine has been. He was going to take Kiev in 2 days. 607 days later, he's nowhere near. You know, it's actually, is Russian politicians like Vladimir Zhirinovsky talk about invading the United States and taking back Alaska or reducing American cities to radioactive ash and things like that. You know, if America wanted to destroy Russia, then Russia would have been destroyed a very long time ago. And why would they want to destroy it when you could just buy it? I mean, obviously, the Russian security services are some of the most corruptible people in the world. And obviously, I think some of them have succumbed to douceur and so on. Right. So thank you for your nonsensical comments, Walter. I really could do with a laugh. Right. Thank you, everybody. So please subscribe to me on Patreon and donate on PayPal. Goodbye.